Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky manufacturers that produce parts for electric vehicles are expanding their range of components and space to meet the growing demand for their products. Demand is sure to increase as a result of President Joe Biden's executive order last month that sets a goal of having half of new car sales be zero-emission vehicles by the year 2030.
There is a vision of the future that is now beginning to happen, a future of the automobile industry that is electric. Battery electric, plug-in hybrid electric, fuel cell electric. It's electric, and there's no turning back.
WKU Public Radio reporter Rhonda Miller saw that vision already a reality at Trace Diecast in Bowling Green. That company is manufacturing parts for electric vehicles for an icon of the automobile industry, Ford Motor Company, and also for the ambitious startup Rivian, which will soon deliver its first vehicles for the general consumer market and already has an order from Amazon for 100,000 delivery vans.
In a climate-controlled equipment testing room at Trace Diecast in Bowling Green, company engineers are talking with two representatives from Rivian. It's a collaboration that began this past January. Trace Diecast President Chris Guthrie says this is one of the specialized areas created for Rivian.
This is our testing room for once the parts are produced, before we can ship them to our customer. We bring them into this area where we have to do some final assembly to the components and then also check them to make sure it won't leak fluids.
Another climate-controlled space is the Rivian production room.
And then here you have we have two machining centers from Germany.
So what do these machines do here?
They're machining the housings after we cast them. They're actually machining them to be able to hold the electric motors. They're massive. These are the best machining centers in the world right here. Yes, this is the electric motor housings for Rivian we're producing here.
Guthrie says the collaboration with Rivian is a unique opportunity.
We're the only ones in the world doing what we're doing for Rivian. We're also working with a German group, several German companies to develop this, and also with Rivian out of Illinois and California. Although we're a small little company in Kentucky, we're very fortunate to be a part of this.
He says Trace Diecast began the transformation to producing components for electric vehicles in 2015.
One of our customers, Ford Motor Company, came to us with a hybrid project, and the volume was very low, and it was a significant investment. But, you know, our team here thought, you know, especially some of our younger engineers, that the world was going to eventually go to electrical vehicles, and we needed to get out front of our competitors.
Trace Diecast is one of 525 automotive companies in Kentucky. There's no exact count of how many are making parts for electric vehicles because that's proprietary information. One company manufacturing a trademark product used in electric vehicles is Arkema in Marshall County. Steve Baxter is Arkema's research and development director for high-performance polymers.
We produce something that's called Kynar PVDF. And, you know, Kynar, actually, the KY is Kentucky, and NAR stands for North American Resin. It's a polymer. It's like a plastic. And what it does is it acts as a binder to hold all the ingredients together inside the battery itself. It's for lithium-ion batteries, right? So, you know, it gets used in consumer electronics, you know, your cell phone, but also in electric vehicles.
Baxter says the Marshall County plant expanded by 20% in 2018, driven in part by the increasing global demand for lithium-ion batteries. Then there's Hitachi with a recently formed subsidiary to launch a new operation at its Berea location to manufacture motors for electric vehicles. Governor Andy Beshear said in a news conference last month that these companies are fueling Kentucky's growing engagement in the evolving automotive sector.
And another step that moves Kentucky's automotive industry further into the electrified future, Toyota announced that it'll assemble hydrogen fuel cell modules at its plant in Georgetown beginning this year. These hydrogen fuel cell modules will be available to heavy-duty commercial truck makers, biggest trucks on the road, emission-free. Remember, we announced 250 new jobs in Whitley County for Firestone in that same electric vehicle-related market.
A $51 million expansion at Firestone will increase production of air suspension components for electric vehicles. Beshear says Kentucky's geographic location at the center of the U.S. automotive manufacturing corridor is the perfect place to drive the electrified automotive industry into the future. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.